LaRange is now part of the travel restrictions to and from northern Saskatchewan that were put in place by the province. The town council first voted to ask for an exemption from the restrictions, then voted a few days later to ask to be part of the restrictions. Councillor Jordan McPhail was the only councillor to vote against the exemption. Now that the restrictions have been reinstated, McPhail says he feels LaRange will be able to work with the Lac La Ronge Indian Band and the village of Air Ronge.
You know, I feel like we've stepped in line with our community partners here, and we're all on the same team here now with a very like-minded goal of where we see our regional efforts going to fight the battle of COVID-19.
McPhail says there will be more information available in the coming days regarding the checkpoints into the area. Health officials and community leaders continue to work to try to contain the spread of COVID-19 in parts of northern Saskatchewan. Canada's Chief Public Health Officer, Dr. Theresa Tam, says officials are taking the outbreak extremely seriously.
And it is an area of concern because it is in a more remote area, but also with indigenous communities.
An outbreak has also been announced at the Meadow Lake Hospital. The Saskatchewan Health Authority says a staff member at the hospital is believed to have contracted the virus through community transmission. Premier Scott Moe says the province may still reach the target of doing 1,500 COVID-19 tests per day. The premier set the goal last month, but government data shows daily testing numbers have consistently fallen short. Moe says there's been a drop in the demand for tests in specific areas.
When you look at the regional breakdown in Saskatchewan, we have zero cases in southern Saskatchewan. So I don't know how many tests are being done in southern Saskatchewan, but I wouldn't expect it's a large amount.
Moe says that at first the infection was being spread through large gatherings and travel, but now it's mostly through community transmission. The Saskatchewan government is ramping up spending in a big way to help kickstart the economy out of its slump. The province will spend an extra $2 billion on construction projects. That's on top of the $5.5 billion the province already planned to spend on schools, hospitals, highways, utility, and municipal projects. Officials say the money will be spent over the next 2 years. The federal government will be sending the provinces and territories billions of dollars to increase the wages of essential workers in the COVID-19 pandemic. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says it'll be up to each province to decide which workers count as essential and will be getting a top-up.
It will be up to each province and territory to determine who exactly qualifies for this wage increase, but the bottom line is this. If you're risking your health to keep this country moving and you're making minimum wage, you deserve a raise.
The money will be partially matched by the provinces to top up pay for low-income workers. The defense minister won't say how many Canadian Armed Forces members are ill with COVID-19. Harjit Sajjan says for operational reasons, the military won't release the number. Upwards of 1,000 personnel are deployed in long-term care facilities and hundreds elsewhere in Canada. Sajjan says the forces are taking all precautions to protect the health and safety of their members. Experts say cloth face masks need to be washed after each use in order to remain effective as a possible barrier against COVID-19. Dr. Lisa Brixke, an emergency room physician in Winnipeg, says soap is the magic ingredient in sanitizing masks against virus particles.
Water alone doesn't really break up that attraction that the virus has for the skin. That's why it's not as effective. You might be able to get lucky and wash them out. But soap outcompetes the virus for the skin and also is good at breaking up the lipid barrier of the virus. So it's like a double whammy.
Cloth masks are expected to become more common in the months to come as people take more precautions to keep clear of COVID-19. The investigation continues into the crash of a Canadian military helicopter last week into the Mediterranean Sea. Officials are working to raise the wreckage. Chief of Defense Staff General Jonathan Vance says what happened to the Cyclone helicopter will be released when the investigation is complete.
We're not planning on proactively releasing what witnesses, if there were. I mean, by the sounds of it, there may have been. But we're not going to be releasing that. Okay, it'll all come out together as a proper flight safety investigation.
The crash killed 6 members of the Canadian Forces. The remains of only one have been recovered and identified.